A Port Coquitlam councillor won't get paid while she's on leave to run as a candidate in the upcoming September 20 federal election. On Tuesday, August 17, four of Count. Laura DuPont's colleagues held a special council meeting to approve her leave of absence from August 15 to decision day September 20. Rob Bremner, chief administration officer, SAO, for the city, told councillors that the leave was permitted under the municipal charter because it was for less than 60 days and four council meetings. She's within the framework of the community charter, Bremner said. In Coquitlam, Count. Bonita Zarillo has asked for a leave of absence to run as an NDP candidate in the riding of Port Moody Coquitlam against Conservative incumbent Nellie Shin, Liberal Will Davis and People's Party candidate Desta McPherson. Pocos DuPont is running for the federal NDP in the Coquitlam Port Coquitlam riding against incumbent Liberal Ron McKinnon, Conservative candidate Katerina Anastasiadis and People's Party candidate Kimberly Brundle. In Port Coquitlam, Sal Bremner confirmed DuPont wouldn't be paid during her leave and must still live up to her oath of office. The leave was unanimously approved by Mayor Brad West and councillors Steve Darling, Glenn Pollock and Daryl Penner who were able to make the special meeting. The next scheduled POCO council meeting is Tuesday, September 14. Meanwhile, Coquitlam Council will decide on Zarillo's request for leave when it next meets. If DuPont and Zarillo win federal seats in the September 20 election, a by-election would be required to fill their posts as the next municipal election is not scheduled until October 2022.